Folks, this is Matt from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
ShiningWizards.com.
Do you remember the days when Dynamite Kid could walk? Me too. Relive those fun memories at Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Oh, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletrowmax and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man.
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Yeah. You like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another exciting episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on Rant EM Radio, part of the Shining Wizards Network. As always, I am your gracious host, the impact player, Mr. Philly Rea, and I'm joined by...
the man with the biggest balls in this room right now, Choppy.
How do you know that, though?
I do.
You do?
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know.
Grapefruits.
Grapefruits, he says.
Okay, terrific.
We're starting off good today, huh?
Of course. I'm on fire.
Yeah, so are our asses. We got some terrible gas going
Woof.
On.
Woof!
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
At least it doesn't burn when we fart.
Well, speak for yourself. My ass is on fire. But I'll be all right. I'll be all right. It is, what's today's date? The 26th? 26th. 26th of January 2018. It is Friday night. We are your Friday night delight. We are, of course, again, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. All right. So, we have a lot to get into tonight.
Yeah.
We have a ton to get into tonight. And we're going to have a Royal Rumble drawing live on the air.
It's going to be fun.
We were going to have the Unsilent Majority join us, but she is now inherited daycare because you brought the boy over.
Yeah, I was going to put him to sleep, but, you know.
You know,
shit happens.
Shit happens. So, he's next door with the wife, chilling.
And she her face when she saw him, she was like, oh my God!
Yeah.
She brightened.
Oh, my boyfriend's here! Oh God, my boyfriend's here.
And of course, she started singing some RuPaul,
Yeah, because she made him watch a RuPaul marathon last week when he was here.
And apparently he loved it.
They all did. Matter of fact, Mikey liked it so much he fell asleep in my bedroom on the floor watching it. There was like a legit 3-day marathon of this drag queen show, and my son fell asleep watching it that night after Logan went home.
You better work.
You better work.
You're super.
That's supermodel. Anyway, so has been you, man.
Yeah, you know, just working. Tired as fuck. Getting up, was it getting up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and be at work at 6?
Choppy called me up. He was supposed to be late today, and he wasn't, which is good.
Thank God.
So he called me, he's like, I'm not going to be late. I'm like, okay, good. But I'm tired. I'm like, yeah, that's why I went to the gas station down the block and bought a Red Bull for today, and I bought a Red Bull for the trip tomorrow because I'm dragging ass. So I've been in this apartment for about 3 months now, and the heat, we have central heat and air, right, for people who don't know, and I've never had this before. I never had this luxury.
Yeah, he's very rich all of a sudden.
Yeah, either I crack the window, yeah, Ron, far from it, either I crack the window, or I close the window, and in the summertime, I get an air conditioner. Now I don't have these problems, right? But the room in the back, in my bedroom, it gets fucking Africa hot, dude. Like, I saw a gazelle run past my bed this morning. That's how fucking hot it was in my room.
I feel your pain. You want to know why? Because I shit you not, with my thermostat, I literally put it at 70. It's so fucking hot in my room, dude. It's unreal how hot it is.
Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, I grew up in a 6-family apartment, right? So, you know, we had those big old school radiators.
Of course, yeah. Right?
And those things were potent. But they were always next to a window. So if you were too hot, you crack a window, you're fine.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything's good to go, hunky-dory, right? Nay, nay. You know, now, my wifey sleeps near the window. And, you know, she sleeps with like 4,000 blankets. She's like the Nook of the North, right? Mm-hmm. To the point where we don't even have our own blankets because I can't be like that. I can't be wrapped up like that. So she says to me this morning, why didn't you open the window? I'm like, because then you'll cry that you're cold. So for the sake of me not freezing you out, now I fucking suffer. I'm up all night. So now it's my day off, so I wake up, and now I get them ready for work and school. Now I can't go back to bed. Now all of a sudden I'm rabbit holing YouTube, I'm sending you fucking videos, I'm watching marathons of old sitcoms from the 90s, I'm watching Hot Stove MLB, and then by the time it's do remotely do anything, it's already afternoon, and I'm like, now I gotta clean the fucking house, right? So that's it. So hello to everybody in the chat room.
Hello, Shaylin. Hello, Josh. Hello, Anonymous.
All the Anonymous losers. I say that because nobody puts it. Everybody, there's like, we get a ton of listeners.
Ooh.
Oh, there he is.
There Pastor. He is, Mr. Pastor Sedell's in.
I was praising Pastor last night.
Oh, yeah, because of
every so often, I get inclined to play the old episodes back because it's nostalgia, and I'm bored, I'm on a boat, and I have a long commute, right?
Correct.
So I just picked a random episode when Dave was still with the show, and we were busting past his balls to call in like a bunch of times.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Oh, play! You know, if you call in, we'll play the AMN theme." You know, just joking around. Pastor called in and tore it up like we had a blast. We did Fantasy Warfare with Lex Luger.
Yeah,
and we redid his WWF title if he had WWF title run, whatever. And, you know, past is my age, so I feel like we, like Tony, too, we have, like, that kindred spirit thing going on, where we grew up in the same era, we like the same music, we like the same wrestling and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, man, and this is not blowing smoke because Pass is in the room. I was praising him last night. I think Pastor Sadell would be an awesome podcast host. I think he would, you know, because he has the knowledge, and he's from an area where wrestling was a hotbed. He's from the St. Louis area.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So Josh moved to Tampa. Wow, I'm actually flying into Tampa next Friday, but I'm not staying there. I'm driving to my family, and about an hour away, but I'm flying to Tampa on next Friday. Speaking of next Friday, Choppy and I will not be live. However, you're getting a show on Thursday. I'm going to work it out. Maybe we'll go live with it if AA allows us.
Okay.
Or we'll just record it and upload it, whatever.
Whatever is easy.
So you're getting a show next week, but you're not getting it on... You won't get it live on Friday because I'm leaving for Florida and for the weekend. So, anyway, no, Past, I'm not blowing... I don't want to make you cry, buddy. you dropped some serious knowledge on us. And, like, even Dave said it, you know, like, he was good. So, I like to get Past and more involved maybe this year, you know. We'll have him we'll pick a topic. We'll do some more fantasy warfare.
I was dead serious. Remember when I first started doing this with you? Like, remember, yeah. I was like, we need to get Pastor on here.
Yeah, you know what? I Pastor lays in the cut. He's a rant EM guy. He supports all the shows. He supports all of us. And we're friends with him on social media as well. So it's like, you know, we have that with Pastor. Like, I'll always have that with Pastor. You know, and even if we don't have the show anymore, now we have the friendship, you know?
Correct.
But yeah, Pastor Sadell needs to get more involved because we're going to be doing some crazy shit. So yeah, you right, Chandler? You could definitely see Pastor doing a podcast.
Hell yeah,
yeah, it's absolutely right. That's exactly. So anyway, all right. So you're not getting a live show unless it's Thursday next week.
Correct.
So I'll work it out with AA. AA, if you listen, hit me up. Or if not, then we'll, you know, Choppy and I are gonna. It's really more about Choppy because I know I'll be home at a certain time. Choppy doesn't know where he's working that week, that day. So yeah. I'm working around him. If I can get him here at a decent hour, then we'll knock it out. If not, then he'll just come over and we'll record something. And if Choppy, for some reason, can't come, then maybe you'll just get me doing a filatorial.
That's fine.
I remember last time I went to Florida, they did the Mega Powers covered for me.
Oh,
it was Mega Powers and Scott and Rick and all those guys, I was like, you know, 30,000 feet in the air, and I got the laptop, and it was weird hearing my show, not me on there, you know what I'm saying? So either way, yeah, that was a great episode, man. I really enjoyed that episode, and we're gonna do some more fantasy warfare this year, and I'll tell you why. I think, especially with Choppy being a lot younger than me, I think the perspective. The same way with Dave, that we'll have that, you know, maybe the yin and the yang in terms of certain storylines that we're going to try to rebook something, and then it'd be like, all right, cool. And there was a lot of weird angles in the 80s and 90s that could have went or should have went somewhere and it didn't. So for some time now, I like to write stuff down. Like, I want to, and the Luger thing always intrigued me because I hated Luger, but I respected Luger in the same breath. And I thought if they would have gave him the title in WWF, then it would have been like, you know, it would have been great, you know?
I actually thought that he was going to get the title.
We all did, though. We all did. We all thought he was going to get the title, so.
And my memory was so blurry at this time for 93 because for the longest, I thought he had won the belt. For whatever reason, because I was, because over the summers, I was not here.
Oh, you were in Portugal.
I was in Portugal, so.
And they're behind. In TV.
They're like a month behind
in TV.
Yeah, I remember one time I was watching Yoko drop the bonsai drop on Hacksaw,
and it happened like a month before.
Yeah, I was like, "The fuck is this? I've seen this already."
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it was, you know, it was a shame that he never got the belt, but basically it was his fault as well because he has such a big fucking mouth. And that's the reason why he didn't get the belt.
Correct. Okay. Well. So, and we did more, like, and we did that with the hopes of getting a good conversation, and we did. Scott, I called in that night, you know, Scott called in, and it was Scott, me, Pastor Dave, and it was just fantastic. So, yeah. I like stuff like that. So, we'll do more fantasy warfare. We'll have people call in, Pastor call in, maybe Tony C, or whoever's around, you know.
If you get Tony C in here, it'd be fucking
Mega
awesome.
Powers. Yeah, Tony C's actually co-hosted with me a few times on the show.
Yeah, I know.
So, And he's a WCW guy too, so if we do something WCW wise, you know, he'll be in there. So all right, enough of kissing past the Sydal's ass. nah, it's all good. We got some news and notes. Where do you want to go? I know your FU wrestler of the week. We'll save that for the break. There's a bunch of ways we can go.
There's a lot.
You want to start off with my trip to Raw?
Yeah, I would like to hear what was your since you were there live. What was your experience like with Mikey?
Okay, so long story short, Mikey and I got invited by my wife's friends to go to Raw at the Barclay.
Correct.
So we didn't expect to be sitting as close as we were. We knew we had like F section. We didn't know we were on the
floor. You were like four rows from the ring.
We were five rows from the ring.
Yeah, man. That's close.
Right. And it was the seats where you get to take the seats home. We got a I'll show you I forgot to bring the ticket stub. It's a commemorative hologram ticket.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll show you that during the break. And it was myself, Mikey, and my wife's friends, Jen and Christian, and hope they're listening. I gave them all the info. Guys, thank you so much. I can't begin to thank you, because not more for me, because I've been to Raw a million times, but I haven't sat that close in 20 years, A. And B, Mikey's face was, like, lit. To the point where he was just, he couldn't absorb it. Like, he was overwhelmed. Like, he kept looking up. He kept standing up in his seat. You know, he kept, like, there was one time he stood on his chair, and the dude behind him was like, oh, I can't see. And I turned around, I shot him a look, and the guy shut his mouth. I weighed him by 100 pounds. I understand the seats were they were expensive. They were, like, really, really, really expensive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, like, this was a night he'll never forget.
I know for a fact, I could see the look in his eyes that it was something that he had never expected. Because, for instance, I've sat close to the ring area. Like, I was, like, seven rows from the ring one time for, like, No Mercy 2004, where it was, like, Undertaker versus, I think it was Heidenreich or JBL, whatever it was.
Right, right.
And I was in awe of first off, my tickets were super cheap at that time. I think the ticket sales were down. I think it was, like, $100 a ticket. And I was amazed. And, but the thing is, I was already at 20 years old, but for Mikey, who's 10, he must have been like, holy shit, when am I ever going to experience this ever again, you know?
Yeah, like, he's been to WrestleMania.
Of course.
He's been to Ring of Honor, you know? He's been to...
Yes, it is, Shaylin.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys.
Apologize.
On a break, we'll close the door, other door, but... yeah, he's been to Chikara.
I'm jealous of that.
He's been to indie shows. Like, he's been around. So you would think, like, fucking, he would be like, oh, he was just beside himself. He was like legit. He was off the chain.
I tell you right now, you two got the better end of the stick than the people at the Manhattan Center, supposedly.
Shout out to Mr. X, who, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping, but he caught us on TV like a million times.
Yep.
Took snapshots, sent it to me, sent it to Nick German. I put it on Facebook. I sent it to you. I sent you the video of the Austin pop when Austin came out.
Yep.
It was like,
okay, that's what I was gonna ask you about that. What based? Okay, I've experienced an Austin pop, like in the 90s. And I want to know what was it like now, hearing an Austin pop.
It was the same as 1997.
I can only imagine.
Like and listen, the Barclays Center doesn't sell out for wrestling. Like, Jay-Z sold it out last, like, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. The Nets don't sell out. The Islanders sold out when they first came in there two seasons ago.
Yeah.
Wrestling don't sell out there. It sold out.
Oh, yeah?
So you got almost 20,000 people... The roof could crack. That's how loud it was, man. It was that kind of cool.
And he looked in phenomenal shape, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he did not age at all. He still looks the same.
Yeah.
I mean, McMahon looked very, very weird, dude. He looked like he lost a lot of weight.
And, you know, then, of course, they're simulcasting it at the Manhattan Center.
Correct.
And, listen, like, I know you made mention of it before. my hat to the people felt they got ripped because there was not, you know, a lot of back. There was not enough talent there. I mean, they got Taker. They got DX. We got Austin. You know?
They had DX. They had Scott Hall. They had the Balor Club.
Yeah.
They had Taker, like you said.
Yeah.
They had a lot of talent there. I mean, right. The New Age Outlaws were there.
Correct.
I mean, what was the issue?
Well, wrestling fans, the worst wrestling fans are wrestling fans. Like, I was going, listen, the night was great. I got Mikey, we brought the chairs home. I got Mikey a shirt to go with the chair.
Can I just say that them chairs are fucking pristine, dude?
Dude, those chairs are fantastic.
They're delicious, dude.
They are. They're really dope. And I was beside myself. So we had our friends parked in a parking lot a few blocks away from the venue, downtown Brooklyn, okay? Because if you know the area, you know you can't park over there. It's like Manhattan, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we get into the parking garage, and people are like, oh, you had the fucking chairs. You guys are sitting really close. I'm like, yeah. He goes, I'd be pissed if I paid all that money and I had to sit. I was like, you just left the venue. Like, you paid money to see. Like, I said, you know what's funny? I said, the people in Manhattan Center are pissing and moaning right now on social media, but yet they were screaming, they were popping, they were cheering. You can't please people anymore. It's like, listen, people around us were outraged, and they paid a lot of money for these seats. So my thing is, and I told this to Jen and Christian, are the friends who invited us. I'm like, listen, and they didn't know me from Adam. We had just gotten acquainted during the whole night. And I said, I walked in there with zero, and I told you this too. I walked in there with zero expectations, okay, because it's Monday Night Raw. It for me, personally, as an older fan, it was like nostalgia overload. People, it was nice. Brother Love, Steve Lombardi, Boogeyman.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool, you know? It was really cool. I enjoyed that part of it. You know, the Divas and whatever. Like, it was nostalgic. And you know what? The Miz, Roman Reigns IC match felt like it was rushed on TV because I played it back, but it was a good match.
It was a very good match.
Okay. And that sets up for the Rumble, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But
I was watching the show. I noticed. I felt like they should have had more legends there. I feel like it was very low on legends. Or is it just me?
No, there were a couple of guys that couldn't make it. I know Mick Foley couldn't make it.
Nash couldn't make it because
Nash,
he
had knee surgery. Bret Hart was having a medical issue as well.
But I don't know. It just felt weird. Like, a lot of people that should have been there were not there. Like, Rob Van Dam wasn't there. And he was Mr. Monday Night. I know they had the APA was there. Jeff Hardy was there. But, like, I feel like there was a couple of guys that should have been there. Yeah. And they weren't there. I feel like the Manhattan Center fans, I felt like they didn't get the full experience. I think the WWE would have made a mistake by going to the Manhattan Center anyways. They should have just stuck with the Barclays and that was it.
Yeah.
But to have two different shows, it just maybe soured the experience on some of the guys there. But whatever. I mean, you're the idiots that paid $1,000 to go to the Manhattan Center, so that's your problem.
Yeah, and it was, you know, Jericho was there.
How was Jericho by the reaction he got?
Everybody got popped. No, the only guys that got booed out of the building was Cena and Reigns.
By the way, how was the pop from my boy Elias? Elias, man, that pop was loud, dude.
WWE, walk with Elias.
How cool was that pop? When I heard that, I was like, wow, he's so over. If you're over in New York, in the New York market, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is going to get the IC belt one of these days. I'm telling you.
He had another program with Cena.
Yes.
Which is the second one, because he did one on Christmas, right?
Correct.
Right.
I thought Cena was going to get in with the FU, and that was it. And all of a sudden, I see him getting out of it. He knocks, gets a low blow, and then knocks him with the freaking guitar. I was like, yes! Beautiful. He's getting pushed to the moon, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like this guy. I like him.
I don't dislike him.
His style may not have fit with NXT, which I agree. I think his style is more suited for the main roster.
Because a lot of the style of NXT is like, you know, it's like NXT is like Ring of Honor, if you think about it.
I felt like he didn't do much in NXT.
He didn't because he didn't, because a lot of people booed him because it wasn't, they weren't booing him because he was a heel. They were booing him because they didn't like his style.
Right.
Like, his style is more suited for the main roster. And he's fantastic. He can talk. He knows how to make people boo him, but he also has people that cheer him. He's going to be the total, he's the total package, dude. He can go. I'm excited to see what happens with this guy.
Yeah. So, you know, the experience was great to wrap it up. It was fun. You know, just him, just having Mikey there, just like he was, like, he had to stay home from school the next day.
Of course.
We didn't get home till like, you know.
Probably 2.
Almost 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was like overloaded.
Good.
Like, he didn't wake up until, like, noon the next day, apparently.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
He slept in. He was, like, ridiculously fucking tired, yeah. You know? So, I don't know. I thought that, you know, just, I don't know if I would have enjoyed it as much as being by myself. If I, you know, I would, I mean, I would enjoy it. I took all the positives. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got all the positives. I didn't want to, I'm not that kind of fan. Like, I'll give it, I'll critique it. I'll say if it's trash, it's trash. But there's not one wrestling match that I walked into and said the entire card was terrible.
Yeah.
Like a live event, unless it's like an indie show. Like the indie show that me and Rob went to last year that in Queens. That
with Sabu and Janela?
Oh yeah. That was an okay match, but that venue was off because it was a side room of the Elks Lodge. And it was like just some of the talent there was sucked. The crowd was awful. Like, but I got some positives out of it. I got Janela and Sabu. I got to see Shane Douglas. You know, so
you're so lucky,
right? So, well, you couldn't go. You were, I don't know where you were. I don't know if you were working.
I think it was working.
You probably working, yeah, because you were supposed to go.
I was.
So yeah, it was fun.
Can I ask you one more question? What was your reaction to Jason Jordan live?
Oh, yeah, that was the third boo he got.
Oh, my God.
They booed him out of the building.
He's going to be a great heel.
Someone said to me, and I mentioned this to a friend, to a casual fan. I said, you know, he's getting that Rocky Sucks heat. And my friend's like, what? I'm like, think about it for a second. The Rock was the same way. They fucking booed him out of the building. Now, I'm not saying Jason Jordan's on any level of The Rock.
He's not. No. He's
at all. But he's got that.
But the thing is, he's purposely doing, like, I feel like he's purposely doing it. Like, I think he's already heel, no matter what. Because people just fucking hate his ass. And he's like a mix of The Rock and Kurt Angle. You remember how Kurt Angle came in? He was just a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
That's what Jason Jordan is. He's a nerd.
If they're going to put the rocket ship on him, they're doing it the right way.
Oh, dude. He's getting the right heat, and I fucking love it. I there's rumblings, like I said, this is just rumors. These are just rumors, and I heard that Jason Jordan might be going up against Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So
we'll see what happens. You want to go see what's going on? Or?
Yeah, let me go check.
Hold on. All right, go ahead. All right, Choppy's going to see what's going on, because it's bleeding through, so.
Is he okay?
Yeah. Anyway. So Choppy is checking on the baby who's crying. I apologize for the noise, but it's a work in progress here because my studio isn't done yet. So, you know what? Maybe we'll... I'm not going to say I'll take a break now. It's too early to take a break. But, hold on. Can we close that door? Thank you. Anyway. So, yeah, we shut that kid up for a minute. But it is what it is. He's probably hungry or something. Anyway. So, so Raw was good, man. I enjoyed it. I felt bad for the fans at the Manhattan Center who didn't. But the fans at Manhattan Center, they were sold out. They were screaming their heads off. They were yelling. They were carrying on. And then all the hate. And all the venom. And all the tweeting and Facebooking and Instagramming. It was, like, ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. All right, you know what? Here's what's going to happen. It's driving me crazy. We're going to take a quick break. I apologize for the inconvenience. Let me just get it set up here because I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Let me see if I get some commercials going on here. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's see. Give me 1 second. Yeah. Let's play a quick song. And then we'll be right back. I'm not even going to take a break. I'm going to take a quick break and play a song. And that's it. We got Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live in a rant. Hold on a second. Maybe we're not going to play a song. All right, because I was going to take a break because it's bleeding through the microphone. It's driving me fucking crazy. All right.
I am sorry, people.
Sorry about that.
All right, are we going to feed him or what are we doing?
No, he's already been fed. Problem is, he's just cranky. That's it. But I wrapped him up in a burrito. He's going to stop crying now.
Okay.
So he's good. Anyways, sorry about that.
Anyway. So, like I said, I was just talking about Raw, and then the Manhattan Center people were going crazy on social media, and I was like, you know what? It is what it is.
Listen, you guys paid $1,000 to go to the Manhattan Center. I would never pay $1,000. When you went to Raw first time in Manhattan Center, how much did you pay for your ticket?
What, the in 93?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to say maybe $30, $20. Okay.
You dumbasses paid $1,000 to go to the Manhattan Center. I've gone to the Manhattan Center to see Ring of Honor, and the most I've ever paid was $50.
And we sat on the floor, though.
And we sat on the floor, and we got to, like, touch the wrestlers. So, you dumbasses, I'm sorry. It's your fault. What would possess you to spend $1,000 at the Manhattan Center? Why? For no reason. You guys are idiots.
I have no idea.
You're idiots. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That's your fault. Okay, you have every right to complain, yell, scream, whatever, but you are the dumbasses that spend $1,000. Sorry. I saw the whole DX and Balor Club interaction. I don't know how to take it. I thought it was okay.
I had no problem with it. The match felt rushed because it was...
Yeah, just everything.
Because they were running overtime.
I think that... It was one of those instances where it was just like, let's just have these two clicks, you know, clicks, yeah.
Yeah, no pun intended.
No pun intended, but yeah, let's have these two factions kind of like mingle. And it kind of seemed like they were passing the torch over to the Balor Club a little bit. And I don't know if I'm feeling the Balor Club. I'm not feeling the group.
It's vanilla for me.
It just seemed like they just put them together because they had nothing to do for fucking Balor and then the other two guys, the other two Jamooks.
Right.
I feel bad for those three guys. Those guys are excellent talents.
Yeah. But, you know, and people, like I said, people in the parking lot were flipping out. And
for what?
You know, but how do you, like, listen, I know you're expecting something big for the 25th anniversary. I know you bought your ticket, like, you know, and people are like, oh, I don't know how you could stay happy. Those seats, because everybody saw us carrying the chairs. Oh, you know, it's messed up. You know, you guys paid all that money, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, I was like, it wasn't bad. Like, I've been to bad shows. That wasn't that bad.
It was an okay show. It wasn't spectacular.
No.
I'll be honest with you, concerning the fact it was the 25th anniversary of Raw, I was expecting something big to happen that night.
Yeah.
And I didn't... It wasn't there. It was like, I thought something big was going to happen. Like, I thought Jericho there was fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of people were, like, freaking out about the fact that he was wearing a Pro Wrestling Tees t-shirt as opposed to, like, a WWE shirt.
They will piss him off about anything.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's like... Like, the one time we went to go see NXT, and they were like, oh my god, I don't like the way they were Nakamura's pants look.
The hipster's behind us. Can you believe he wore those boots to the ring?
They look terrible.
And I was like, really, dude? I turned around, like, really? This is the fucking life now? Like, this is what it's come down to? Like, fans are going to critique the gear like that?
Oh my god.
Like, I make jokes about the gear, but I really don't care what the fuck you wear to the ring. Anyway. All right. Let's preview the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
All right. There's a couple of what do you call it? There's gonna be like a 2-hour pre-show or something like that. I think.
Something like that. Yeah, I think the show's gonna run for at least 6 hours, right?
Something like that. Who knows? Who knows? We'll be here. I'm sure the rant will have coverage at 7 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, or 5 o'clock, whatever it starts.
Something like that
at the Surface Comic Book Show. Open U.S. title match.
Bobby Roode? Yeah. Whoever. Who do you think is going to take that?
I have no idea. It could be anybody.
Could be Baron Corbin.
Could be, yeah.
Could be Mahal.
Could be Mahal, too.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't see
Bobby Roode
losing. No, he's not going to lose the belt.
Yeah.
No.
Usos against Gable and Benjamin.
I would have said Usos, but I feel like there's a lot of momentum going for Gable and Benjamin, so I think it's going to be Chad and Shelton are going
to win. I agree. I could see them winning the belt and then shooting it right back to the Usos.
Yeah.
You know? The Bar versus Rollins and
Jordan.
And Jordan for
Bar,
the titles.
The Bar gets the belts back.
The Bar gets the belt
hands
back.
Down.
And you're going to see the turn finally? Or fuck up or some sort?
There's going to be some type of fuck up where Jason fucks up and then, you know, they cost them the match, and that's why the Bar gets the belts again.
All right. Maria Menounos is going to be doing the ring announcing for the Women's Battle Royal, and Stephanie's doing commentary. Okay. Who wins?
Asuka.
I was going to say Asuka also, but I don't know. I know Ronda Rousey's not going to be in it. So
she's not even like trained, man.
Yeah, I'll go with Asuka. I can care less, really. You know, I'm happy for them, but whatever. The Yep Movement versus AJ Styles for the title.
Styles
keep the belt, right? And of course, Triple Threat for the Universal title. Brock versus Braun and Kane.
Brock keeps the belt. Come on.
That's what they were pissing about, too. There was no main event. One guy in the parking garage. There was no main event for this fucking thing. And I was like, dude, who cares? You know, who cares? It was a segment, okay?
A lot of the stuff that's on this pay-per-view is all predictable, though.
So, who wins the Rumble?
Okay. If Styles keeps the belt, I don't think a SmackDown guy is going to win the Rumble. No way. I think it's going to be Reigns. It's going to be Reigns, guys. I'm sorry.
You know, if it's not Reigns, and if a SmackDown guy does win it,
Nakamura. And then you'll see the classic Nakamura AJ Styles match at WrestleMania for the WWE title, which I had called last year.
And I thought he'd be champion by now of some sort, but he's not. You know? So.
And he's really inching closer and closer to 40, that guy, Nakamura.
Yeah.
He's going to be 38 this year. And yeah. Not that it matters, because AJ Styles is going to be 41 this year, so it really doesn't matter. But like, if you think about it, a lot of the guys on the roster, they're close to either 40 or getting close to 40. We really don't have a clear cut. Like, here's another thing. You know what irks me about the one thing that irks me about the product right now is the announcers. Why the fuck do they call the superstars kids? Do you notice that? Like, oh, this kid. I mean, I understand that they this kid, they say that backstage, but don't fucking call him kid. That's a grown fucking man getting his ass whooped, you know? Or that's a grown woman for getting their ass kicked. All the time, I hear Booker T's like, oh, this kid, he's getting his... He's not a kid, dude. Could you imagine if Jim Ross was calling Stone Cold Steve Austin a fucking kid? It's like a pet peeve.
Well, Gorilla Monsoon did it to...
yeah, I hate that.
Carlos Colon.
What?
Carlos Colon, Caribbean champion. This kid's got a lot of potential.
Kid. Man was probably 60 by then.
He was in his 40s.
Fuck Christ on a cracker, man. These guys are men. They're not fucking kids. I hate that shit. Don't do that.
Yeah.
It devalues the superstars, in my opinion.
All right. So, let's see.
Maverick's in.
Maverick's in? Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll be doing a drawing in a minute.
Yep.
Anyway, oh, this fucking spinning right through. This is ridiculous. All right. Okay, so NXT will be there tomorrow night in Philly at the Wells Fargo Center. Us and the crew, very excited about that.
How many people does that fit?
I don't know.
20?
At least 20.
Yeah, okay.
It's a hockey arena. You know, the Flyers play that.
Favorite team.
Yeah, one of my favorite teams. Not. All right, Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler?
Shayna.
She beats Ember Moon?
I think so.
Okay. Undisputed Attitude versus the Authors of Pain for the titles?
Undisputed Era. They're going to get that.
Yeah.
They're going to win that.
Okay. Let's see. Gargano's fighting Velveteen Dream, right?
No, Gargano won.
Gargano won.
On the TV show, so now he's going to go on to face Cien Almas again.
So now I think Gargano.
Oh no, Ono's fighting Velveteen Dream tomorrow night.
Ono's fighting. Yeah, he challenged.
I'll take Velveteen Dream for the win. Me too.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Adam Cole versus Aleister Black. Extreme Rules.
Adam Cole. Yeah. Adam Cole has to win. Adam
Cole. Yeah, I agree. And I think that's it.
No, and then what do you think, Gargano?
No, Almas is going to win.
Ciampa. Yeah, I knew. I was going to call that. Ciampa's going to win that. So, yeah, guys, we're going to be there live. Yes. It's going to be a great fucking show, great fucking time. And
anybody in the Philly area will...
Surfer, that's you, buddy.
Surfer's, yeah, we're going to get Surfer come to gyms with us. Surfer tells me the other night, he goes, I know a better place. I'm like, Surfer, we're doing a tourist thing. We're going to gyms. Next time, we'll try your place, all right? We're going to gyms this time, all right? But, yeah, it's whatever. So, yeah, Surfer's going to be down there. I know Kathy Hummer's going to be down there. Liz Gorman says she's going to be down there, but I don't want to go to that spot where she wants to go. I'm just, of course, she's from the center.
Nikki Dickie's going to be down there.
Nick the Dick is going to be there.
The Mandingo Brothers.
The Mandingos, Mega Powers, my cousin Anthony, my cousin Jamie, they're going to be there.
Everyone's going to be down there.
It's going to be a fucking, it's going to be a happening.
It's going to be a hoot.
Yeah. We'll be marks and wear our shirts and we'll be all right.
I'm trying to figure out what shirt I'm going to wear tomorrow.
Maybe you should wear your Takeover Club shirt.
I think I will.
Think you should?
I think I should.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll be at the Icons of Wrestling convention.
We will be at the ECW Arena. At the
ECW Arena.
We might see some. We might see the Horsemen.
We might. We don't know.
Depending on financials.
Well, yeah. If we can pull together some money and take a picture with them or something, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fucking pricey, but.
How much is it for all four of them?
I think it's $250 for the whole crew.
What?
Yeah.
Can I just get it with Arn and Tully, and I'll be happy with that?
I already got one with Tully.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Fucking ass face.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah. That was $20 too.
Oh yeah. God, man.
And I got one with Turnbuckle Throwback shirt.
Yeah, I know.
Doing the four.
I'm jealous of all the pictures. You got one with Taz.
I got one with Taz.
You got one with Tully.
And Tully.
Who else did you get one with? Did you get one with Steamboat?
Steamboat, yes. I got one with Steamboat. I got one with the Rock and Roll Express.
Ugh, God.
What else? I got a few of them.
It's like an NWA dream right there.
Yeah, dude. Right?
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty lucky. Pretty lucky kid. All right. So, we'll do the drawing first, or you want to do the FU Wrestle of the Week first?
FU Wrestle of the Week. All right, let's do this shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Choppy's Fuck You Wrestler of the Week.
And my fuck you wrestler of the week is.
Oh, you want the
oh yeah,
you want the drum roll?
Why not?
All right, cool. Hello?
None other than Mr. Enzo Amore. You, my friend, are a fucking idiot. Not because I know for a fact you ain't do shit to this girl. I know for a fact it was consensual. Because it's your motherfucking fault where you put your little ding-a-ling in this rat's hole. Because I'll tell you right now, she probably had feelings for you that night. And then all of a sudden she was like, I'm going to be your girl from now on. And you were like, fuck you. You kicked her to the curb and now she's fucking crazy. And now she's claiming rape. And now you're fucked. And that's my fuck you wrestler of the week. You're an idiot.
Yep.
Fuck it.
What is your opinion on this?
Guilty by association.
Yeah,
I think he was doing some crazy shit. I think he hit it.
He did.
And I think that I don't think he raped anybody.
No, of course not.
I think he was getting fucked up with her. I think he dicked her over, like you said.
It was just a one night stand, and she probably caught feelings, and she was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe he's just gonna kick me to the curb like that." And then like 3 months or 4 months later, that's when she decides to say, "Oh yeah, he raped me." Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
He was very stupid, though, because he hid it from the WWE. Because there was a police report that was made a couple days later in regards to a supposed sexual assault, and he hid it from the WWE.
Yeah.
And that's probably why he got fired.
Yep. And now he's out of a job. So, I mean, he'll pick up on the indies or something, but...
Did you see the meme that's out there?
There's several memes.
The one with where it says... TNA Impact superstar Lorenzo Amore. Lorenzo Amore.
So Enzo is went out as he was champion too. So I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Who the fuck is going to be champion?
I have no idea.
Oh, and they're going to get a GM now for the 205 Live.
Yeah.
You know who I think it's going to be? It's going to be Gregory Helms.
That'd be cool.
I'd be down with that.
Or Billy Kidman or something like that.
Oh, fuck Billy Kidman. Get out of here. Billy Kidman? Fuck him. Fuck you, Billy Kidman.
I like Billy Kidman.
All jacked up on roids when he first got into WWE.
Anyway. All right. You want to do this drawing or what?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Hold on. Let's get some music. Let's get some game show music. All right.
Speaking of game shows, I was watching Macho Man against...
Go ahead.
I was watching Macho Man on Family Feud with Shawn Michaels.
Oh, it's dope.
And he was just like, just like you, Shawn Michaels, the number one answer is bad breath. And then, of course, bad breath was like the number one thing on the board. That was fantastic.
All right, here we go. I want to thank everybody who sent in emails. We're going to join the Royal Rumble contest.
I'm shaking the drawing right now.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, Chop. Who is the number one? Who gets number one?
Number one goes to... Luis Rodriguez.
Lou Rodriguez, number one.
All right. Number two. Nick German.
Nick German, number two.
All right, number three goes to... Justin Reyes.
All right, Justin.
Number four, Uptown Georgie.
Uptown Georgie, number four.
Number five, is it Tommy C?
Maverick, yeah.
Yep, Tommy C, there's Maverick. Number six, Jesse Jobin.
That's your buddy, right?
Yep. Number seven, Richie Ward.
Cousin Rich.
Number eight, Matty Squires.
Matt Squires, the maniac.
Number nine, Dustin Ritchie.
Dustin.
Number ten, Josh E.
Josh E, number ten.
Number 11, JP.
Big JP from the Nerdport. Shout out to JP.
What was that, number 11?
That's number 11.
Number 12, Jay Baca.
Jay Baca, the Lucha Liaison.
Number 12. Oh, no, that's 13, right?
Number 13.
Number 13, Brian Maiden.
Iron.
Number 14, Evelyn Pagan. Number 15, Kelly E. Number 16, Pastor Sadell.
All right.
Number 17, our boy from the UK, Harry Taylor. Number 18, Mario from the Barrio.
Mario.
Number 19, Rich E.
All right. Rich is Kelly's husband, Rich.
Number 20, Gilbert Venegas. Number 21, one of the Mandingos, Elaine Domingo. Number 22, Neil Vullo.
All right.
What number is that? I'm sorry.
That is 22.
23.
Now, isn't 23 the one that won the Rumble a couple times? Yes. That was the number?
Yeah.
Okay, who's number 23?
Mr. Hightower.
Hightower.
24, Mr. Axel Foley.
All right, Axel.
Number 25, Shaolin from the Shaolin.
That's a good number, Shaolin.
Yes, it is. 26, James Fort.
The gruesome one.
27, Rob Domingo.
Ooh.
28, Mike Walsh.
That's your boy, Mike.
Yep. 29, Kathy Hummer.
Wow.
She got a good fucking number. Last but not least, Snowy White, number 30.
All right, Snowy from, that's from Radioactive Metal.
Yep.
All right, Quentin, you're in.
That's the drawing right there, guys.
All right, so wow, this is going to be good. All right, so let me run it down real quick. Lou Rodriguez, Nick German, Justin Reyes, Uptown Georgie, Maverick, Jesse Jobin, Richie Ward, Cuzzy Rich, Matty Squires, Dustin Ritchie, Josh E., Big JP, Jay Baca, Brian Maiden, Iron Man, Evelyn Pagan, Kelly, Pastor, Harry, Mario, Rich E., Gilbert, Elaine, Neil, Hightower, Axel Foley, Shaolin, James Fort, Rob Domingo, Mike Walsh, Kathy Hama, and Snowy White.
Shaylin's asking, this is a good question. Shaylin's asking, is the contest only for the men's rumble or for both, or is it going to be for both?
No, the Wizards are doing the women's rumble.
Okay, so the Wizards are doing the women's rumble, so we're doing the men's. So it's only for the men's, Shaylin.
Yeah, I'm not doing, I'm not giving two prizes out.
Cheap fuck.
I'm joking. I mean, there might be two gifts in, you know, yeah, two prizes in the pack, but I'm not giving two separate prize packs.
Yeah, of course.
Times are hard, man.
Fuck, you think this is Salvation Army? What do you think? Burger King, have it your way, goddammit?
Yeah, what the fuck you think? This is some kind of game show? What, am I Alex fucking Trebek up in this piece?
You kind of look like him. No, I'm just joking.
Thank you, Johnny.
Fucking Canucks. I forget. I always forget he's a Canadian.
Yeah. That show's been off like 35 years,
dude. Oh, fuck Jeopardy.
You like Jeopardy? I play it every single night on the Echo.
Yeah, that makes you 10 times smarter now, huh?
Dude, we kill it sometimes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, when you live with a fucking smarty McSmarter pants over here, she's
I'm gonna give you a Jeopardy question.
Yeah.
Which country has changed flags more times than any other country in the world?
What is Portugal?
Bullshit. Yeah. Yeah, sure it has. You know which one it is?
Okay, terrific.
What?
The United States.
Okay, terrific.
Oh yeah?
What is the United States?
Fuck it.
You want to know why?
Why?
How many times do we have to put a new star on the flag?
Fuck it.
Yeah, where'd you get that flag from?
I got it from a Negro.
Here we go. All right. I didn't say anything bad today yet.
No, that was me. That was me. All right, guys. There's your Royal Rumble picks. Good luck to everybody. I got some shit in the closet I have to get rid of. So,
Literally?
Yeah.
Like shit?
No, I'm not going to send them shit. It'll be good shit.
It's going to be good shit.
All right, listen, we'll take a quick break. We're going to plug our friends, and we come back, we have an awesome throwback.
And I'm going to give a spanking to this kid, and no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. Don't beat your kid. All right, we'll tell him we'll go throwbacks live on a rant. Rant Ian Radio, we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh, my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political double fuckery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
You know what I found while I was unpacking the other day?
What's that?
Because, of course, I'm here 3 months and I'm still unpacking. Fucking loser I am. Not just me, though. You know how much shit we have in here. It's not, you know, most of it's not mine. You know that.
But, of course.
But I found our copy of Space Jam. Love that fucking movie.
That movie is very underrated.
Love, love, love that movie. That's where I got the song from. That and Jock Jam. Remember Jock Jams?
Who could forget?
I was a 90s kid.
Who could forget?
You fucking millennial. I like some of that music in the 90s.
Well, fuck you. I'm at the cusp of being a millennial.
When were you born? 87?
84, asshole.
Well, then you're definitely a millennial.
Fuck you. No, I'm not. Dickbag. I work for everything. I don't complain about not getting anything.
No, I didn't say you were the self-entitled fucking millennial.
Oh, but I am. Okay, so then, okay.
No, but technically, like...
It's from 84 and on. You're a millennial.
Right, so technically you're a millennial. Like, technically.
Technically.
Right.
Because from, like, 64 to about 80, you're Generation X? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Because Generation Y is gone.
Yeah, no, I'm right after Generation X. I'm 74, so...
No, you're Generation X.
Oh, I am, right?
You are. You're in from 64 to 83
gotcha,
or something.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Either way. We're back.
Fucking degenerate.
I am a degenerate. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on rantemradio.com. Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, Pastor Sadell's Walkman. Where else can you hear this live show? You know, I just said Stitcher, right?
My boombox.
Your boombox, yeah. But Generation X.
That was a good band.
Yeah.
With Billy Idol.
Billy Idol. It was my first rock concert, actually.
Get out of here.
Yeah, 1989, 90. I saw Billy Idol and Faith No More.
What?
When Faith No More was still up and coming.
How was Rebel Yell live?
He was on the Ford Failing Tour.
Ooh.
Rock the Cradle of Love.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Good shit.
Yeah, that was technically my first rock concert. I think my first, like, show, my first club show was, my friend's band, but... Was Suicidal Tendencies? I saw.
Oh that. Wow!
Yeah.
You know what I saw in a club? Whoa. With 50 people. It was an intimate setting. It was the Roots.
Oh yeah.
They were so good.
I saw the Roots open for the Beastie Boys.
Oh really?
I think it was 98.
Really?
Yeah, and it was Nassau Coliseum.
Oh.
And it nicked the Roots opened, and they did a cover of Paul Revere. It was so fucking good.
A lot of people don't realize it, but the Roots are a good fucking band, dude.
Shout out to Rich Fye, my tattoo artist. He was with me that day.
Yeah.
The whole 110 crew was there. I think Scott was with us, too.
Scott was there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I mean, there was 50 deep with the crew. The 110 crew was a big crew. I'm not from the area, but Scott was, and all those guys are from, so I think Scott was with me. I'm sure he was, but...
When did he move to Virginia?
Oh, I don't... At least almost 20. I don't even
know. Oh, so it's been a while, then.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while. But, we were in the parking lot of the whatchamacallit, the Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah.
And we were drinking, like, beers or whatever. And the mounted police, the fucking horse police, took our beers away.
Stop, really?
The cocksucking pigs.
Fucking Nassau County cops have nothing else better to do?
They are hard rocks, man.
Fuck them.
Oh, yeah, man. Crazy shit. crazy shit.
But yeah, I saw them, and then my first like live like big venue concert, believe it or not, was Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
That makes sense.
It was not a bad album. I thought it was a pretty good album. She was talking about Mr. Dave Coulier.
Yeah. No man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black cloud, your Chardonnay.
Wow, you're actually pretty good at that.
Isn't ironic? Don't you think? That video was apparently for its time, was like monumental.
It was. She also did a video that was very monumental, where she was just a one-shot video, where she just did one shot of her, just her butt naked, and that was it.
What was the other song?
I want you to know. That was about, what's his name, Joey Gladstone.
When she go down on you in a theater.
She went out with Joey Gladstone. She was 19. Joey Gladstone from Full House.
You ought to know.
And then he was like, Alanis, cut it out. Psycho bitch.
Fuck it.
Whoa! Blow me down! Oh, man.
No, put this one.
Put that cigarette out.
Nick German just texted me. He says, my first concert was Marilyn Manson.
I saw a Manson show. I saw him in 94.
Before he blew up.
Open for Nine Inch Nails at the Garden.
Yeah, because him and Reznor were like butt buddies.
They were BFFs.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I saw him at Ozfest when he got arrested.
Oh, boy.
When he teabagged the security guard.
Oh, yeah, he told me about that one.
In Jersey.
Yeah.
Speaking of concerts, fucking Slayer is doing a tour? A farewell tour with Anthrax.
Yeah, my friend told me about that.
I want to go so bad. June 2nd.
I think Anthrax is better than they are.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I like Anthrax.
I love Anthrax. I think you know what? I think I'm going to agree with you. I think I love Anthrax more than I love Slayer.
I'm telling you. They're much better.
No, but have you been to a Slayer show?
I've never.
See? This is where I think I need... I think you need to come to the show with me in June. It's outdoors. I think
where
it's
is it at?
PNC.
Oh, in Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that event, that venue. It's really cool.
Yeah. But they fucking... Like, they don't change. Like, when you go to a Slayer show, it's a Slayer show. The music don't change. The style, the singing, the fucking crowd, it is monumental. Next time you see my stepbrother Michael, with the fucking hipster beard in the saddlebag he probably wears now, ask him about the Slayer show I took him to before he left for the Marines.
Okay.
It blew his mind. I was supposed to take a girl with me. She refused to go. At the last minute, she didn't want to go.
Why?
She didn't want to go. She's just, you know, she's bitchy. The girl I was dating at the time. I didn't want to go. I bought you this ticket. I just don't want to go. I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you don't want to go. Took my brother with me. I think it was like Irving Plaza or something like that. It was like a small venue. And his fucking mind was blown.
Which is the best.
His mind was blown. So, yeah. Definitely if it's that kind of music, I definitely want to see Slayer one more time.
I love rock bands. I like any type of band that's out there.
I like live music.
Live music is fantastic.
I've been going to live shows since I'm a fucking kid. So, but...
What are you talking
about?
Maverick's saying the Roots are good, but unfortunately now they are the Tonight Show house band.
Kind of issue with that.
I have no problem with that either.
I like Questlove and all
that. I saw Questlove one time in Manhattan.
I'm sure you did.
He walked right into a fucking SUV. I was like, yo, Quest, what's up? He's like,
nice. It's not
so dope.
I like living in New York and just bumping into people. Like, I bumped into Colin Quinn one night at 59th Street in Lex. He's like, what's up there, Tiny?
I was just there catching the train. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Fucking the F train.
Oh, you know who I forgot to tell you? You know who I saw yesterday as we were, you know, wrapping up the set?
Who's that?
Paparazzi shows up. And then fucking Miley Cyrus.
Was she on your set from...
No, she was going into the same area.
Oh, same building?
Same building. That we were wrapping up the set, and she walks right in. I was shit, it's Miley. Oh.
Speaking of TV, I forgot to mention that Choppy reminded me. Andre the Giant documentary on HBO. It's coming. I think it's April 10th.
Yes.
The preview came out.
I can't
wait. Trailer. Someone posted the trailer on the site, on the Facebook page. Dope.
Please, HBO, let it be a 2-hour documentary. Please.
We'll definitely do a review of it.
Oh, my God. I love Andre the Giant. Not as much as you, though. I know you love him a lot.
Andre the Giant was one of my first loves, man.
That guy was...
I challenge you to WWF title.
Oh, which one of the Wizards does the excellent?
Eddie.
Eddie does it fantastic. Eddie
does an amazing Andre the Giant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie does dope Andre the Giant. So, shout out to Eddie. Shout out to the Wizards. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to all of our peers that are either network affiliates or not network affiliates. Everybody's doing their thing right now.
Fuck them. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Everybody's doing their thing, so I'm happy. Everybody's still doing their thing, so.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone, sincerely. All right, so, are you ready?
Are you ready? I forgot the X was on this.
Bro, you know I'm never ready.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, let's do it. Let's do it up, baby.
And now, here is your throwback of the week. Sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Ah! Oh, Maverick just said it's going to be an hour and a half. I'm cool with that. An hour and 25 minutes. That's pretty good.
I don't care if it was 30 minutes.
It's Andre the fucking Giant, dude.
Andre already had a documentary on
not that long though.
On it was an hour.
It's not enough.
It was on the History Channel. Like,
Yeah, I saw that. That's good.
Yeah, but this is Steve Allen. Steve Allen did the
But this is HBO,
dude. They're gonna do it. It's gonna be fine. If ESPN does it or HBO does it, you know it's dope.
I hope they talk about a soccer career.
Did you see? Speaking of HBO, did you see the documentary about Dr. Dre and the Beats and all that, how Beats became Beats headphones and all
that? I have not. Is that good?
Dude, it is fantastic.
That good?
Yeah, man. You don't even have to be a fan of the music. It's a good documentary.
No, because I know for a fact that he owned it and then he sold it to Apple.
Yeah, him and that guy, Jimmy.
How many billions did he get off of that?
Several.
That much?
Yeah, I think it was like $4 or $7 billion.
Oh.
So.
That motherfucker became a billionaire just like that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And not for nothing, they might be the most expensive headphones you'll ever have, but they're fucking great headphones. My Beats headphones are Bluetooth, and I go everywhere with them.
See, my one pair, the one ear blew out.
Yeah.
The Solos. And then wifey got me the in-ear ones, and they cracked. So they sound good, but they're made like shit.
Mine are fantastic, bro.
I've been using wired, what do you call it? I've been using with the skull head ones.
Yeah.
I have a nice pair of black ones. They're really dope.
Apparently, there's a new set of headphones out there. I forgot the name of the brand, but they're even better than Beats. But I forgot the name of them, though.
Skull Candy? Like the ones I'm using?
I don't think it's Skull Candy. It's something else. They're very fucking expensive. I'm talking about like $500 a pair.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going to pay $500 for a fucking pair of headphones. Sorry.
I don't know.
Fuck that shit.
No, there's ways to get around that shit.
So
January 18th, 1998, 20 years ago, almost to the day.
18,000?
18,542.
And guess who's the sponsor? 1-800-COLLECT.
That's right.
I use that motherfucking number whenever I was in a bind, dude. If I had no quarter.
MCI Communications.
Yep. I never had. If I didn't have quarters, oh my God.
I got one better for you.
What's that?
My dad knew somebody who dealt with. Remember when the phone cards were being dealt?
Of course.
Back in the day with the phone cards?
Yeah.
My dad got a universal phone card that just dialed out forever. I had it for like almost 2 years. Where I kept it in my wallet, and if I had to make a phone call, because we didn't have cell phones, if I had to make a phone call, and I was at a payphone or something, or somebody's house, and I didn't want to use their bill, like phone call on distance, I used this, punch in a code, and put in a phone number, and I had the same calling card for like 2 years before they figured it out, and I made so many calls on it.
And no one ever, like...
No. It was like one of those, like... I guess one of them corporate cards that they,
Oh, that's dope.
And then they would change them every couple of years or whatever.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, my dad was a fucking swindler. I'm so dope.
Good for your dad.
And my dad was a hustler. Yeah.
Good for him.
San Jose Arena, home of the Sharks, the Shark Tank. I think they still play there.
The fans were hot. They were on fire.
Yeah,
you know what?
Northern California was a hotbed for wrestling. San Francisco, San Jose. San Francisco had the NWA over there. It was Pat Patterson, Ray Stevens, Buddy Rogers.
By the way, we got to do a fucking documentary.
Fred Blassie.
We gotta do a special on Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson, yeah, we'll do it. We'll definitely do a throwback. Well, the next month we'll probably do some Black History Month stuff, like we always do.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
I'm joking.
Jesus. Jesus. Wow.
What did you say, nigga?
What I meant to say is we're going to talk about Rosa Parks. We're going to I'm joking.
No.
No, I'm actually I'm a huge fan of a lot of African-American wrestlers. My favorite is probably either Ron Simmons.
Which we did already.
Or I'm going to say Booker T.
We didn't do one on Booker T. We did one on Harlem Heat. So maybe we'll do the Booker T one this year.
That's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so Black History Month is coming next month. Also, I believe Rand's doing the Black Achiever Awards again.
Good.
And I'll be doing the black carpet. It's not the red carpet. It's the black carpet. And I am the co-host, actually the host of the pre-show, so.
Okay.
And, you know, Mike Tyson's going to be there.
Ooh.
Oh, I am Mike.
Why are you so serious?
He's always there. He drinks strawberry quick. And it gets hard at the bottom of my candy.
By the way, Mike Tyson, huge wrestling fan.
Yeah, I saw Cold Stone win.
Cold Stone?
Cold Stone.
Yeah, no.
All right. In the weeks leading up to this pay-per-view, by the way, it's Royal Rumble 1998, if you didn't watch the video today on Facebook, Ken Shamrock had been facing a bunch of members of the Nation of Domination.
Yep.
Ahead of his booked match against IC Champ at the time, Rocky Maivia.
Correct.
Right? He defeated Kama and Farouk with the ankle lock. On the Roar's War before the Rumble, Shamrock teamed up with Mark Henry against Maya V and D'Lo. Mark Henry turned, gave him a beatdown.
Let me just say something. How about Mark Henry being in shape at this time?
Well, he was only like 25 years old.
Was he 25?
Hey, dude, Mark Henry's been in the company for over 20 years, dude. He just won the Pan American,
right.
Whatever.
He just won the
he was like the world's strongest man for a minute.
Yeah.
He was, listen. I that was like one of the best things they ever did was sign him.
And my
he's been in some. You know.
My favorite run with him was the Hall of Pain.
Yeah,
that fucking
somebody's gonna get the ass whooped.
Oh, dude, the Hall of Pain.
Yeah,
he's like somebody is gonna go to the Hall of Pain
when he jacked up Cena.
Oof,
that was good. I enjoyed that.
Oh man, that was the best.
The only run I didn't like while he was in the Hall of Pain was dude Daniel Bryan stuff because they were so mismatched.
Yeah,
you know?
It didn't look right.
After winning their first tag team titles, New Age Outlaws further humiliated the former champions, or the champions at the time, Legion of Doom, by shaving one of Hawk's mohawks off. Yeah, two mohawks. And with the help of DX, they powerbomb Animal through an announce table, messing up his back. And the build to the Rumble itself focused almost entirely on Steve Austin. Austin at one point declared that before the match, he'd be the living motto. Do unto others before they undo to me. Interfering in matches regularly on Raw. Appearing in matches that he just finished. Delivering stunners to everyone in sight.
That was great.
Beating up people with tables and chairs. On the final segment of Raw preceding the event, all competitors at the Rumble were in the ring waiting to draw their number when Austin ran through the crowd and began throwing punches all over the ring and a brawl erupted with all the wrestlers. Obviously, the main event that at that time was a rematch between Shawn Michaels, the champion, and challenger Undertaker, who they previously have fought, I believe, in Bad Blood when they had the first Hell in a Cell.
Correct.
Which ended in a debut of Taker's brother, Kane.
Kane.
Giving Michaels the unfair win by delivering yet another tombstone on Taker. Then to mock his opponent, Triple H, and China Bar in a casket match. Then they sprayed it with DX's logo on it. Michaels delivered the promo in a casket, appearing in a coffin. Taker was in full presence, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's see my notes here. So now they're going to have a casket match.
Yep.
Right. Okay, terrific. Let's get into the matches and then the Royal Rumble itself.
Correct.
Your first match
is the artist formerly known as Goldust.
Goldust.
Against Big Van Vader.
I did not know. I found out something today that Luna Vachon posed in Playboy and Hustler.
No, she did not.
She did. So if anybody has these pictures, I know I shouldn't say this in public, but I want to see them.
Okay.
I want to see them.
See them.
I'm a fan of Luna. I love Luna Vachon's work. I didn't say she was like pretty or anything. I do want to see her naked now because apparently she was in Hustler. And if you're in Hustler, that's like softcore porn.
Yeah.
So I definitely have to see these pictures now. And I have all the divas, Playboys. I have China. I have...
China actually surprised me a lot.
Whoever posed in Playboy I have from WWE, I have.
I know Sable did. China did. Maria.
Got that.
Sable? Is it?
Sable, yeah.
Tori Wilson.
Yeah, I got that one.
And then there was also the one with Tori and Sable in the same issue.
Got that one. I have them all, except I don't have Luna, apparently.
Oh, what's her name? The redhead. The redheaded girl. She just had four kids.
Christy Hemme,
yeah, yes.
I had that too.
And Ashley Massaro.
That's the last one.
Yeah, I believe that's the last one.
That's the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she stood us up, too.
That's sad that I know that.
No, it's not sad.
That's really bad that I know that.
It's sad that I have them all.
I actually met Ashley.
She was supposed to be on the show.
Why didn't she show up?
I don't know.
She was outside the PWS, and that was the night I met you. And she was smoking a cigarette, and she was freezing her ass off. I was like, hey, do you need a jacket of some sort? Because I could just let you borrow my jacket for now until you go back inside. She's like, no, I'm okay. I was like, all right, then you freeze your ass out of here. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she was supposed to come on the show to plug something that we were doing
mm-hmm.
for a wrestling fed. We had that show at the casino.
Yes.
And she was supposed to come on and plug it, and she never called. She, at the, like, half hour before the show, she backed out.
Mm.
So, anyway. So, Vader fought Goldust. This went almost 8 minutes.
It was not a bad match.
No.
Considering the fact that Vader was already past his prime, and then Goldust was way out of shape.
Yeah, you know, Goldust, it's funny you say that, because Goldust recently did a video for DDP
mm-hmm.
and mentioned how he was like the skinniest fat guy on the planet. And you saw pictures, and I'm like, you didn't really realize how big he was until you see it. Like, he did. He got really heavy. But it because he was like 6'6", I'm saying was. I mean, he still is. I'm saying like he's dead. God forbid. But he's in really good shape for somebody who's in his 50s now, 40, late 40s.
If he keeps his makeup on, you can't even tell he's almost 50.
Yeah, no, he's... You know what? I'm glad they kept him around, and I was always a big fan of Goldust.
They should fucking have him train the guys in the Performance Center.
He probably does. I mean, not full-time, but he'll probably wind up there eventually.
Fucking amazing. He was amazing, dude.
It's the pedigree.
Do you think... Did you ever see him as a world champion?
Yeah.
You did?
He was IC champ.
No, world champion. Did you ever see him as a world champion? Like
no, all? Well, when he was U.S. champion...
Mm-hmm. As the natural, you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I thought they were going to build him up as the next Dusty. Not as entertaining, but he can wrestle. Him and Wyndham were an incredible tag team.
I remember that tag team. They were good.
They fought Williams and Gordy. They fought Austin and...
The Nasty Boys.
They were a good team. I did see them trying to push him, and then it just didn't. He had that one match with Blacktop Bully, and he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, fucking Repo Man!
He wasn't supposed to blade, and he bladed, and they fired him.
Fucking Repo Man! Ugh,
wasn't a bad match, you know. Vader wins the match.
Actually, the best part of the match is when Luna jumps on top of his shoulders, and he still does the fucking Vader bomb.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. But
I miss Vader doing the moonsaults, though, but he's already too old to do them.
Yeah. And apparently he outlived that 6 months to live about 12 months ago.
Yeah. Still living. How about this? How about lose some fucking weight and you're going to live?
Yeah, man. It's what it is.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Fat slob.
Your next match was a mini match. Six-man mini match.
Oh, my God. This match was fucking god-awful.
Sunny looked fantastic, though.
She looked a little off, though.
Really?
I don't know. There's something weird.
Did she really?
She didn't look comfortable in the ring. Maybe because they were all Spanish and, you know, they're from a brown country and they were... Oh, shit.
Dude, what is wrong with you? The fuck?
Jesus! Dude. They're like midgets. What do you do with them?
All right, but there's nothing to do with their ethnicity.
Do you mount them
nothing,
on a wall?
It has nothing to do with their ethnicity.
Wait.
You said brown people. What's wrong?
I'm brown. Ah, shit. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'm fine.
Max Mini, Mosaic, and Nova. I only say Nova like that because it's Planet of the Apes.
Nova. Oh, Shaylin's like, wow, Choppy.
Yeah.
I'm a brown person, so don't worry about it. I can say that shit.
Against Batallón, El Torito, and Tarantula.
Now, not to El Torito with the Matador. With the,
that was the original El Torito.
The original El Torito. This match was god awful.
This was 2 seconds longer than the Goldust.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sonny was referee.
The only part of the match that was very entertaining is when she got involved. That was pretty good.
The only thing, Paul, was her ass in those shorts. You could bounce quarters off that hiney. Not now. Not now. Because she's, you know.
I don't know. For some reason, she was cute, but.
I didn't say she was gorgeous. She had a fat ass.
Let me tell you something. Sunny, from what I remember, she was always very entertaining to watch. I thought she was a great manager. She was a really good manager.
Yeah, she did her part.
And it kind of pissed me off when she didn't stick with her man, Chris Candido. And she kind of like, they kind of like.
I just found out recently she had a thing with Brian Pillman.
Did she really?
Apparently.
God bless her.
In some book that was published.
She banged Brian Pillman?
No, did she bang Brian Pillman, but they would, while he was banging her, he called, I want to say it's Bruce Pritchard or somebody. He's like, I'm fucking her right now. And yeah, it was, she's like, I shouldn't be doing this. And he was like, it's online.
And he's married at this time with his wife, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow, he banged Sonny?
Yeah. Apparently, I heard Shawn Michaels had her.
Shawn for sure had her.
Bret Hart had her.
I don't know about Bret. I doubt it. So she took the loose cannon, huh? She
took the loose cannon.
She liked that cannon, didn't she?
You know what he said to her?
What? What the fuck are you doing? Ring that bell. Wow, she did Brian Pillman.
That's what I read, yeah. I don't know how true it is, but...
She liked that cack.
Yeah, she liked the cack meat. I don't know. There was a phone call made. I forgot who got the phone call, though. But that's what I heard.
That's hilarious, bro.
Yeah, whoever can, like, confirm my story.
You know? Yeah, if someone can confirm that, that'd be great.
I read it online, though. I know I read it online.
Wow, she must have really got around.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Chris. That's fucked up, dude.
Yo, man, me and Tank, the day he died, I was with Tank. I wanted to do a shift at the ambulance call.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Tank were hanging out. I'm like, dude, I can't believe he fucking died, man. We were so high on him. Like, he was going to TNA.
Yeah, he was the manager of the Naturals.
They were going to make him the world champ. They were going to push him.
They were going to push him as world champion?
They were going to push him in a singles role.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
He was still young, though. He was only like 32 or 33 years old.
Dude, Chris Candido was the man.
I liked him a lot in Smoky Mountain.
I liked him in ECW.
ECW was great, too.
Came out in Back in Black.
Yes. ACDC? Yeah, I remember
fucking
that.
Dope, man. All right, let's get back to this.
Sorry.
Point. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's what we do. It's turnbuckle throwbacks.
I'm remembering this stuff.
It's the nostalgia overload. That's why we do the podcast. We'll do some Chris Candido stuff. I like to do any. Maybe we'll find some Smoky Mountains. That's on the network. Speaking of the network, real quick, they're adding All Star Wrestling and all the Coliseum home videos. It comes out next month.
Ooh.
So look out for that.
Okay.
And I forgot to mention the XFL stuff, but whatever. But we'll talk about that.
You
know what? Maybe we'll talk about that next week.
God.
We'll talk about that next week. Because I have some stuff, but.
What a mistake. Anyways, let's continue.
Yeah. The IC title match, The Rock, Rocky Maivia, against Ken Shamrock for the IC title. This was really good. This went almost 11 minutes.
I like the fact that Rocky did an Eddie Guerrero move without even Eddie Guerrero being in the company at this time. This is pre.
Yeah, so
it was dope.
The turnaround to this was The Rock leveled Ken Shamrock with brass knucks.
Correct.
And then put the brass knucks in Shamrock's tights.
Yep.
So now, of course, we all think that Shamrock's knocked out. Shamrock kicks out. And then Shamrock gets the upper hand and then gets the win, allegedly. And then Rock says, hey, look, he's got something in his tights.
He's like, he hit me in my jaw. And it was a classic.
So referee Mike Chioda, I think it was Mike Chioda.
Yeah.
Was like, And of course, Shamrock was shocked as shit, and he played the role so well. Shamrock, you know what? To his credit, and I think I mentioned this on the show a few times, he was really good. Like, I thought that Ken Shamrock made the transition better than the most guys did coming from other places. A lot of these guys have football backgrounds, so they are already athletic. This guy came from mixed martial arts. He was the guy in mixed martial arts. He was one of the founding fathers of the movement of MMA.
He was the first UFC champ, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
So,
but he was one of the first guys to push it in the States.
I remember watching UFC in the early 90s when it was still like
when guys my weight were fighting guys like Mega Powell's weight. You know, there was no weight classes.
Oh my
there
was god! No, it was like watching Bloodsport. It was like watching Bloodsport.
That's basically what it was. But I thought the more I watch Ken Shamrock now, 20 years later, as doing the podcast, I am very impressed with his body of work. I thought he was great. I think he won King of the Ring.
His best year was 1998 because he won King of the Ring. He won the IC title.
Yeah.
Then he became tag champs with Big Boss Man.
Yeah.
In that one year.
In this year.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be doing a lot of Ken Shamrock this year.
You know what it was? I was not a fan of Shamrock. There was some.
Really?
I thought he was very physically imposing because he had a great physique.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he became more of like. They made him look stupid sometimes. Like, I know the guy is not stupid. Every time you think that he was going to do something, he did something smart for a change, he made him look stupid. Like, even like when he was in the corporation, they were like, you know, Shamrock's not the sharpest, you know, knife in the drawer or some shit like that. Pretty much calling him stupid every single time. I'm like, dude, you're making this guy out to be a joke. But in terms of his wrestling, he was okay. I think his match with Shawn Michaels was good from D-Generation X pay-per-view. But was he a good? He was good. He was passable. He was a passable performer. He was okay.
Yeah, I just thought that a guy like him made the transition.
He did a great transition. Oh yeah,
right. And I thought that it was like, wow, you know what? Like you would think that guys were. This was these guys were like they fought for real. So for him to do it like you know as a performer and not. You know what I'm saying? Like, not being fake or fixed or whatever.
Correct.
I thought he was good. And his stuff with this stuff, this was a good match, man. This was solid. And The Rock was just coming to his own. And
his promos were so good. They were getting so.
Michael Cole was so skinny.
Yeah, what the fuck? Is it just me or was he just way too short? I don't know what it was.
No, I think Michael Cole was just a scrawny dude, you know. But now he's an older guy, put a little weight on, you know.
Yeah, he actually got muscle now.
Yeah, Michael Cole looked like a fucking college student. Probably was a college student.
Michael Cole must have been like 30 by now.
Gotta be
early. In 98? No, he was 30, for sure. Oh, yeah.
All right. He looked like he was 25.
Nah, he looks so young.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, your next match was for the WWF World Tag Team Championship, the Legion of Doom, against the New Age Outlaws.
And the New Age Outlaws were really coming to their own.
This was the downside of the Legion of Doom. We talked about this last year with the just watching them is depressing and
they suck.
You know, I applaud the fact that they actually were in this role putting other guys over.
But for a guy, a fan,
it broke my heart.
I know it did.
It broke my heart.
Just because they look like a shell of their former selves, bro. Yeah. They just looked so bad.
And I love the Outlaws. I do. But I was a Road Warrior guy forever, you know.
You know what it is about the Road Warriors? They'll always be known as probably one of, if not the greatest tag team of all time.
Yeah.
Just because of their presence. They weren't the best workers because it was just a smash mouth style that they had. But they were involved in memorable feuds. One of the first tag teams that I can remember where they main evented. A tag team main evented pay-per-views. And they were one of those tag teams. Won every belt, every tag team title you could think of at the time. If both guys had gone to ECW, they probably would have gotten the ECW tag team titles for sure, because they were that over.
Yeah.
But to see them in the WWF, it was really heartbreaking because the way they turned out. So.
All right, let's get into the Rumble.
Let's do it.
At this time, they were doing it every 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you the entrance. And then they were eliminated by. How about that one? Do that like that?
Yeah.
All right. So your first two guys were Cactus Jack
and
Chainsaw Charlie.
Oh, man. That's great.
It was Terry Funk, obviously. Yeah. Terry Funk wearing a woman's stocking.
Pantyhose,
right. And then number three was Joey Numbers' favorite wrestler, Tom Brandy.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Was that Salvatore Sincere?
Salvatore Sincere.
The Rock. Was number four. Rock was in there for 51 minutes and 32 seconds.
Him and Austin were the last two.
Yeah. Mosh from the
Headbangers.
Phineas Godwin, 8-Ball, Blackjack Bradshaw, Owen Hart got jacked by Triple H and Jeff Jarrett. Steve Blackman, the rookie. D'Lo Brown. The
rookie.
Yeah. D'Lo Brown, Kurgan, Mark Merrow, Ken Shamrock, Thrasher, Mankind, the artist formerly known as Goldust, Jeff Jarrett, who was European champion, I think he was.
Who? Jeff?
Jeff. Oh, what Jeff. Belt did he have?
He had the NWA National Heavyweight right. Title. That's oh, right. My
That's
God.
Right. That's right. They would do that angle with
the, remember when Austin stunned him with the belt? He had still the belt around his waist. Oh,
that's
man.
When Cornette was doing the invasion thing with the smoky with the heavenly bodies.
The new Midnight Express.
The new Midnight Express
with the bombastic Bob and Bodacious Bart.
Bodacious Bart, yeah.
That's so stupid.
Awful. The Honky Tonk Man, Kill Yourself. Ugh. Ahmed Johnson, who looked terrible. Mark Henry, Skull, Kama Mustafa. Oh, Skull was number 22 and didn't come out due to injury. Remember they thought that it was...
That's right. They thought the Barikos thought he was Austin and he fucked his ass
Austin
up.
Austin was next. Yeah. Well, no, he was two more. It was Kama Mustafa and then Austin.
Yeah.
So, Henry Godwin...
But the funny part is when Austin's music hit, everyone stops.
And then he comes from behind.
Yeah, and he whoops ass, dude. It was so cool.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, hey, Nikki.
Nick the German Suplex.
What a dick. He stinks, and I don't like him.
Henry Godwin, Savio Vega, Farouk, Dude Love.
That's the most memorable part of this whole Rumble.
Is that Mick Foley got all three characters?
Oh, it was fantastic, dude.
Chains and Vader was 30.
Yeah.
So, So Austin wins the Rumble. The last four guys in the ring were him, The Rock, Farouk,
and Dude Love. Yep.
And at the time, Dude Love and Austin were a team for a little while, so they were working together, and then Austin, of course, flipped on him. And
yeah.
It was cool. The Rock eliminates Farouk. That separates him more now from the Nation. And we all know what happens after that.
Mr. German just called us assholes.
Really?
He was just like, I'm excited to see these assholes tomorrow.
Are you trying to tell me my money's not good enough for you? I find that a little hard to swallow, you jockass!
You're a jockass, you dick.
I can't. So much venom. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, my man over here said he wanted to slap his cock all over my face. What a fucking queer.
Would you call him?
A fucking queer.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
That too.
Cunt.
Yeah, thanks. He said hashtag tomorrow. How about hashtag you're gay?
Hey, yo.
Oh, man.
I swear, there's days where I don't touch that thing, and then there are days where I can't stop.
Well, you touch it all the time?
Oh, I touch that every day. I'm going to touch it tomorrow in a car while you're driving. Oh. Choppy cracks went off.
Nick and Choppy with the banter as usual.
Fucking children.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway.
Fucking Just for Men.
The main event.
The casket match.
That was a big fucking casket.
It was. Was they trying to put the Yokozuna in there or something?
That probably was Yokozuna's.
Jesus Christ.
And they just repadded it.
My God, it was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, Undertaker's fat, but he's not that fat.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels was champion. Undertaker had a title shot. This was a casket match, like I said, brought on by DX and the whole spray painting and whatever. You know, and I've said this before, I wasn't a big Shawn Michaels guy. I respected his work, and... people were going crazy for him. I remember this vividly, that people were like, as a 23-year-old, people were like, yo, this guy's a... I was 23 at the time. And people were like, yo, this guy's the shit. This guy's awesome. And I'm like, he was. I just couldn't emotionally invest in the character.
Well, and that's probably why they flipped the script and made him heel, because a lot of people, they were trying so hard for him to be a good guy. And people were just like not having. They were like, no, this guy's a prick for real. So make him be, let him be a prick.
Yeah.
And despite the fact, I was not. I'll be honest. I was not a big. I was a fan of him on the mic, but I was not a Shawn Michaels guy. I was definitely more of a Bret guy. I was when Bret was still in the company. I was definitely a Bret Hart guy. And I just couldn't find him as a viable champion, you know. And then when he finally got the big one, the title, I was just like, okay, they're giving him the belt. Okay, I just don't get it. But I think there was still a lot more steam behind Bret, and they just kind of like shifted over to Shawn. But Shawn was a great worker. I'm not disputing that at all.
Again, the wrestling was always good.
Yeah,
I'm talking about as like a fan. Like, when you emotionally invest in a character...
Correct.
I couldn't.
I thought he was very funny sometimes with this DX shit, but prior to DX, I didn't think he was that big of a deal.
Yeah.
He was pretty much a male stripper.
Basically.
Yeah.
But he was talented as fuck. I just... Again, I couldn't...
He was in... By the way, at this time, he was in phenomenal shape,
I was
bro.
About to say that.
Holy shit. Them arms were fucking huge.
Yeah, he was jacked.
I don't know if he was on roids or anything. He said he's never done steroids, for sure.
Yeah, and I've never eaten fucking more than two meals a day.
Because if you saw, if you saw him in 1998, and then when he came back in 2002, totally different body frame, dude, bro.
That Ico Pro, you gotta want it.
That's right, the Ico Pro. Hit the bell. I forgot about that shit. Oh, man. That was all the banners were hanging up in at the Manhattan Center for Ico Pro.
Loved it.
Fantastic.
I was telling my new friend Christian, I'm like, I want one of those Ico Pro banners, you know? You gotta want it.
Shaylin says, I remember watching this match, and I didn't think at the time HPK got legitimately hurt, but man, I never thought his back got messed up because of the spot going over the casket. It didn't look legit. It really, you're right, Shaylin. It didn't look like he had hurt himself that bad.
You know, Taker protected him well. Like, when Taker threw that tombstone into the casket...
His knees took a beating in that for that.
Taker took a fucking pile driver to the steps though on a chair. Holy shit, man. That was a great spot.
Shawn can I tell you, man. Okay.
One elbow he hit. Remember the elbow he hit? That was a nice elbow.
You know what it is? I was so over this feud already. I didn't want to see these guys going at it anymore. Like I think it should have
it was a blow off match.
No, it doesn't matter. It should have been Owen in this spot.
Are you saying that because he's dead, or are you saying it because of...
No, because of what happened at the pay-per-view in DX.
I was going to say, don't be one of those fucking homers, though. Oh, he was a legend. He was the greatest.
He was a great performer. He was. But I'm not saying that because he's fucking in a casket right now. Okay. What I'm saying is the fact that at the pay-per-view prior, which was a Degeneration X pay-per-view, he attacked Shawn. He should have been in this match at the Rumble. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't think Taker deserved to be here.
I gotta tell you, that could be a fantasy warfare. You can rebook.
I would like to rebook that.
You could rebook it with Owen as the champion, and
no, I'm not even saying
going against
chasing, yeah, chasing Shawn for. I want him to fight Shawn at Royal Rumble and No Way Out.
Okay,
because if I guarantee you, if Shawn was not in this casket match, he would not have injured his back, and then you would have seen him again at No Way Out. Also, I would have had, I think, you know, I would have had Undertaker fight other guys and then hold off until Kane at WrestleMania, obviously.
Yeah. Maybe they brought it. Yeah. You think they brought Kane in too early? Or no, it was the right time?
I think bringing in Kane at Bad Blood was fine. That's okay.
Okay.
I thought it was great. I think that it was genius of them to keep these guys apart until WrestleMania. Because that's a long stretch. It's very hard.
Sure.
Very hard to do that, especially with the attention spans of like...
Good point.
My dumb ass, because my attention span was like, when are these guys going to fight? You know, like, I want these guys to fight, like, now, you know, but no, it was good. Okay, so Nick German actually agrees with me. Holy fucking shit. What a fucking foregone conclusion. He agrees with me. He says, in fact, a Austin / Owen match for the title at WrestleMania 14 kind of makes sense with Austin going. No, it doesn't. Because Owen was not main event caliber material. Sorry, he wasn't. He was. Upper mid card, not a guy who would be there.
Shout out to Mr. X.
Hello, Mr. X.
Mr. X is listening in.
Mr. X is awesome.
Got a text message from the X-Man. He goes, didn't even know Mania 2 was a Monday, and German calls himself a fan.
Love it.
Okay, terrific. All right, so let's finish the match. So, you know, the spot, they brawl inside the casket. Comes back out. You know, Taker gets the upper hand again. And then what happens?
Fucking Kane, bro.
Fucking Kane. So Kane comes out, saves his brother, and then turns on him.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes!
Turns on his brother, puts him in the casket. Then they padlock it. Okay, like that's I'm with that. Then they wheel the fucker down the aisle, and then he takes a hammer or an axe, and he starts hacking like pieces of the top and the side.
Well, like he was fucking Jason Voorhees all of a sudden,
right? So I'm saying to myself, now I'm watching it 20 years later. I'm like, okay, he's chopping it. Why? Because then they set it on fire, and that's how the pay per view ends. But. Like, why? You're going to set it on fire. Why take an axe to it? Like, he's pretty deep in there. You're not going to hit him, you know? For the effect, maybe? For the, I don't know.
For the visual.
I guess.
It's a visual.
That part made me like, if I had to nitpick, it was Legion of Doom's terrible fall and him fucking taking horrible hacks at this coffin that was Yokozuna size. You could fit probably two of me in there, you know. So, yeah, and he sets it on fire, and that's how it ends. So, and I'm like, wow. And again, this is where you lose me with Taker, because I hated Kane, and I know I'm not supposed to, but for the time, I was like, oh, come on, this fucking guy. This guy was the fucking dentist, wasn't he? And I was like, yeah, he was a dentist. I'm like, oh, is he fucking Unabomber? He was a dentist. And now he's a big red retard. So they played him off as a retard, but I know he wasn't. And I'm not calling him retard. They just had him. They said he was slow.
Well, he was retarded. Remember what The Rock said? He put his brain in a parakeet. Zing. Backwards.
Hey, Rock.
What?
Hey, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded. She's shy, you know?
Tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo.
Hey, you bum gotta say that. I'm
never gets old. Hey, can you repeat that? That bum gonna talk and say that.
Hey, that bum gonna talk like that.
I fucking love it.
We'll be in the city of brotherly love tomorrow.
Ooh, I can't wait to take a picture with that statue again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, old Mick. Boom, boom, boom. Porterhouse.
Hey. Hey, this bum gotta talk to you like that.
You're going to eat lightning and crap thunder.
Yeah, Nakedamara.
He's a wrecking machine. love quoting Rocky.
You're a big Italian tank.
Yo, Mick, why do I got to catch a chicken? It looks stupid. I got a chicken. Ugh, do I have to?
What do you say?
He says, fuck, Choppy. You got a picture with me. I'm not gay, Nick. I'm sorry.
This is so homoerotic.
Oof.
Okay, faggot.
What's next? Nick, I'm joking. Of course I'll take a picture with you. I already got one with me. I've got one framed of you, me, and Phil. And the kid.
Hey, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who I want to see tomorrow at the convention?
Steve.
I forgot he was there. Fucking
Sting.
Sting. Like when a kid does it. He gives that growl of the face. Like he puts his face down and goes, Sting.
Sting.
My favorite is when he tries to impersonate Jim Ross.
By God, he's got a family.
By God, he's got a family. Bless that kid's soul. Ooh, that shit is hilarious. What do you call it? Yeah, that was the end of the pay-per-view. It was just, meh.
It's a casket.
It was a gasket?
You go, and Jim Ross like, he set it on fire! He set it
on fire! I love JR. Speaking of JR, how about him falling asleep during the Manhattan Center show? Poor old guy. What do you got there, buddy?
I just stepped on this. Fucking some kind of button and went through my slipper. I got a fucking hole in my foot now.
Oh, poopy.
I fucking hate this fucking house.
Fucking poopy.
Fucking Amistad, fucking heat, fucking booby traps all over the house.
Listen, listen, Kunta, it's okay, all right?
Man. Anyway, so that was Royal Rumble 98. I enjoyed it.
At the time, I enjoyed it. After watching it a couple more times, I realized, you know, it was okay. It was nothing special.
You know, it was good. I mean,
listen. I love the Rock and Shamrock match.
The Michaels Taker match was good.
It was good.
Like you said, Rock and Shamrock.
The Rumble was actually very
good. And the Rumble was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun. Terry Funk and... really, Terry Funk and Cactus Jack McFoley was...
Vince was a genius for letting Foley come in as Cactus, Dude Love, and Mankind.
And, you know, just for shits and giggles, I watched WCW Sold Out 98, right? And I watched them back-to-back today. And I was like, you know something? This was the real turn. Like, Vince got his shit together. WCW was becoming old hat. With the angles. They were still there. Still making the money. But old hat. Like, that's... Now you had to get new guys. Like, they had to do Rick Scott Steiner. And they had to break up the NWO. And there's... You know, there's a bunch of stuff going on. But then you're like, you know something? I could see it. You could see now. As you put them... You put them side to side. You know, side by side. And you're like... Here it comes. The crowd. The fucking signs. Austin, Rock, the Outlaws, DX, Taker.
That was the problem with WCW. McMahon was smart in thinking, I got to build new talent. You had to.
Yeah, dude. It was so fun to do that today. Like, to see them back to back. And I enjoyed both shows. Like, they weren't terrible. Like, we should actually do Sold Out. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do it next week. Maybe we'll do it next week or the week after, whatever.
I would like, not for nothing, but I would love to do an ECW 98
preview. We will. We got a whole year. Maybe we'll buy one at the convention tomorrow. We'll hit RF, and who's running it. He's selling all his
ECW. Einstein's going to be there?
He's running it.
Oh, he's running. I didn't know
that. Yeah. So maybe we'll get like buy an ECW, throw like a home video from him.
Maybe I'll ask, see if he does any specials, like if I get a bunch of them.
He wants to sell all his TV. I just don't have the money to buy it. Like, he's selling every one of these television episodes on DVD, like a box set.
With the original music?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's probably a ton of stuff there.
Don't tell me that.
I am telling you.
Ugh.
I mean, it's an investment. I mean, obviously, we can't get it tomorrow, but... I mean, I want to pick up some sweat. I want to pick up some videos tomorrow for the show. I got the Eliminators video from him. I bought that ECW. Which one do we do? November to Remember, was it we did last year?
I think so.
I think so. I forget what it was. We did so many.
I still think Heatwave 98 is my favorite.
We're going to do ECW. We'll do Heatwave.
I think we did Heatwave already.
Not 98.
We did it?
I don't think so. Who was the main event?
It was... Oh, fuck. I just drew a blank. Fuck. Was it...
How was it your favorite and you forgot?
Wasn't it Taz and Bam Bam? The street fight... Where Taz went through Taz and Bam Bam Wright went through the ramp, and Shane was doing the
is that from East Jersey?
No, that was at the Dayton, Ohio at the I forgot what arena it was.
Yep, August 2nd, 1998.
Yeah, that was the Dayton, Ohio, and I believe this is the first time we saw Mike Awesome and Masato Tanaka on pay per view.
Let's see, do it real quick. Mahoney and Axel versus FBI. Justin Credible with Nicole Bass.
Versus Jerry Lynn. That was really good.
Candido versus Storm. Sato Tanaka versus that Mike was, Awesome.
Yep.
Van Damme and Sabu versus Hayabusa and Shinzaki.
Hakushi!
I watched this pay-per-view with where I'm going to Florida with my cousin.
Really?
He wasn't my cousin then, but with him, my buddy Jay. So we watched this on pay-per-view.
So good.
Taz defeats Bam Bam Bigelow for the FTW Challenge, for the FTW Championship. Falls Count Anywhere.
Correct.
Dreamer, Sandman, and Spike.
That's right, against Dudley's for Beulah, because Beulah got her neck broken by the 3D.
With Judge Jeff Jones.
Yes.
We didn't do this pay-per-view.
I'm sure that we did.
No.
Okay, so we'll do it.
We'll do it.
We'll do it this
summer. Because there were a few of them in Dayton, Ohio. 98, 99 was in Ohio.
That crowd was so fucking hot. It was awesome.
97 was in Philly.
That's right. We didn't do it. You want to know
why? I was at 95.
Oh, you were?
Heatwave, Rage in the Cage.
Okay.
That was the Gangsters versus Public Enemy in the cage, and Rocco Rock the spot.
Yes.
I was at that. That was when Malenko and Scorpio beat Eddie Guerrero and Taz. I was there for that. Pitbulls versus with Dream of with Luna versus Raven and the Dudleys. Mikey Whipwreck was there. Yeah, I was there for that one. So, all right, we'll definitely do some ECW. Will you guys do an episode on the Austin McMahon rivalry?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I think that was
we should rivalries and feuds. Yeah, we could do Flair Dusty. We could do, Flash Steamboat. We can do Austin.
I would love to McMahon. See. I would love to do Rock and Triple H. That Rock was a long Triple fucking H. feud.
Yeah, yeah. That was when the chair shot with Dreamer. That was when he handcuffed Dreamer to the cage.
Yes.
Raven to the cage, and then he fucking and his face was indented on that chair.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of good fucking shit out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else.
I mean, there's so many. So we'll be in Philly tomorrow. We'll be at the Icons Wrestling Convention tomorrow. I'll have to get some videos for the show. Yeah, he was handcuffed, yes. Yeah, maybe we'll do that show.
I'll be down for that.
Yeah.
Try to think what else.
It's only January. We got a whole year.
I'm already thinking about stuff already, man. Well, I got so
that's good, though. You're being proactive. I appreciate that. So, all right. All right, so we'll be there tomorrow. Anybody's in the area, hit us up. I know there's a couple people that will be in the area. Definitely want to hook up with you guys and have a beer or whatever. Get some cheesesteaks. Choppy's never had a cheesesteak from Philly, which is sad.
Yeah, I've been a very deprived child.
You know, I'm even debating going to fucking Pat's and Geno's after NXT and grab some cheesesteaks on the way home. I'm not opposed.
Dude, we're going to be hungry after that show.
I'm not opposed.
Are they open after the show?
Yeah.
They are.
That's the touristy one, but you'll like them anyway. Yeah, no doubt, man. We'll do that.
Was this Thomas?
Maverick. Yeah, I think it's like, I think Rob was selling it for like $1,000 or something like that.
Oh, fuck that.
No, but it's like, it's every single.
I understand, but I don't got a G like that.
I don't know if he's still selling it for that much. It might be cheaper, I have no idea. But he's on Facebook too, so.
I like you, Rob. I think you're a good guy.
Yeah, no, he's.
Your shoot interviews were fantastic.
Matt says we're going to have the shits. Yeah, probably. Well, Jersey Turnpike's full of fucking.
Listen, we've been shitting our pants all fucking night for all these farts, so it's okay.
Yeah, no, we have terrible gas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
we have terrible gas tomorrow.
Hey, Matt, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, you handsome fuck?
You're a great guy. I hope you know that.
Is he?
He's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sexier than Nick German for sure.
There's a lot of homoerotic going on, man.
I was gonna wait for you to like.
You're a fucking fag.
Me? No.
Yeah, you.
I'm a cigarette, of course.
Yeah.
I'm a cigarette.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking guys.
Anyway, tomorrow we'll be in Philly. Hit us up.
We want to take questions? Because I would love to take questions from the
you
crew.
You want to take questions? We're a little early.
I would love to. Guys, questions.
We have questions. We'll answer some of your questions.
Yeah, fuck faces. Come on.
You know. All the homo stuff's coming from Chop.
Bullshit. You're the one who said you wanted to slap your black cock all over my face, you dickbag.
You guys are fucking terrible. I hope you guys just either hug this out tomorrow or, like, really just, you know.
Shaylin was like, hello, Frisco. That's fucking great. That deserves a bell ring right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, here we go. Good question from Matt.
Go ahead.
When you eat a hot dog, ketchup or mustard?
I'm a mustard guy.
Me too. Spicy mustard.
I will. Yeah, definitely. I don't like that deli mustard. I don't like that
yellow. Yeah, the French's.
Shit. That's terrible.
Sauerkraut.
I will put ketchup if there's no mustard.
I can't. It's not. I like ketchup, but I don't like it on a hot dog. For me, it's sauerkraut and spicy mustard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hello, Frisco.
I don't do sauerkraut. I'm not a sauerkraut
guy. What's your favorite hot dog? Which brand?
Either a Sabrette or Nathan's.
Sabrette's pretty.
Sabretti's a fucking dope. I make Dirty Water Dogs, like the hot dog cotton. Mm-hmm. But I obviously make. What I'll do is it's mustard powder, it's garlic, it's onions, and then you let them soak in that water for like fucking 8 or 10 hours, and you boil them.
What do you guys think of the Love Machine Art Bar? He was fantastic, bro.
Me and my buddy Jay Reynolds ordered the AAA when Worlds Collide.
Oh, with him and Eddie? Yeah. With that hair match?
Yeah.
That was...
You know, it's one of those things where you don't appreciate it till you're older, but he was a talent.
Like, Dude, he was
legit.
He did a legit frog splash. He looked like a fucking frog.
He was Beetlejuice, too.
Yes, he was in WCW. Yeah. I think that he was way ahead of his time in terms of his style. Because I mean,
did you see that AAA match?
Of course I did.
I think Pedro Aguayo was with Conan the Cage. I think with this was that same card. I believe.
I think it was.
I remember my buddy Jay. I know Jay's listening. We ordered it, and it was a great, fucking great pay per view.
That's the only, but to me, that's that tag match is the one that stands out to me because it was just so good.
Yeah, I always wondered why he... Well, I know we had demons, but that's probably why he didn't come over with Eddie.
And it's really one of the reasons why Eddie started using the frog splash in honor of Art Bar.
Yeah, that was Art Bar's move. Yeah, I thought he was like one of those... just a sad story.
Yeah, tragic.
Yeah.
Apparently him and Jericho were pretty good friends, too.
Art Bar. That's Jericho said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that. So...
Any more questions, guys?
Any more questions?
You guys are super.
Questions.
Frisco. A lot of questions from Matt. Royal Rumble 89. How shitty was the Rockin' Robin / Judy Martin match?
Extremely shitty.
On a scale of shitty and diarrhea, I would say diarrhea.
And you know what sucks? Judy Martin was a good worker.
Hey, well, yeah.
She was a good worker.
Well, you know what it is? Like, you can't put... Sometimes you can't have two good workers and produce a great match sometimes.
Rockin' Robin was fucking awful.
Apparently, Sonny had sex with the British Bulldog as well. I wouldn't be surprised.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
I've seen myself naked. Shaylin, try the Angus ones. Oh, yeah, Shaylin, try the Angus ones. I'm sorry, I'm terrible.
Don't think I have it.
Flight 209er, this is Denver Flight Control.
Of course I have it.
Approaching some rough weather. Please climb to 42,000 feet.
How come I'm only hearing this now?
We have a visitor.
I don't know.
Hello. Hi.
You're a dick. Why didn't you tell me?
Mr. Murdoch and Mr. Basta, this is Joey Hammond.
Well, hi, Joey.
Come on up here, you can see better.
Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
That's great. Good one, Matt.
Next right. question.
Which Royal Rumble match would you say was the worst? Oof.
Wow. Ooh.
I know which one was the worst for me. I'm thinking about it right now.
What?
Royal Rumble 2001 with Drew Carey in it.
Really? That's the...
I really did not like that one. I thought it was pretty shitty. And I really didn't want Austin to win that one. I don't think Austin should have won. That, to me, 2001 was the decline of the WWF. What about you? A lot of people said 94 because of the double...
Duggan winning the first one was boring.
It was the first one. What do you expect?
2005, the Cena-Batista botch
finish. I like that one. You liked it? I actually enjoyed that one. Nick German says 93.
13, Cena wins the headliner with The Rock again. The match was good, though. The
match was fine. I mean, we're talking like badly booked.
Big John Studd? I like Big John Studd.
I like Big John Studd, too.
Randy Orton.
In 09?
Mm-hmm.
That was okay.
No, you like that one?
It was fine.
Okay.
I'm telling you, 2001 was I wasn't feeling it.
Del Rio. I hated Del Rio.
Oh, that the 40-man battle the 40-man one? Terrible. Oh, dude. Yeah, I didn't want him to win at all.
Fucking terrible.
It should have been somebody else.
95's Rumble wasn't that good. Shawn Michaels, though, I mean...
Shawn Michaels won that because he went off to face Diesel at 11.
Fucking terrible, though.
Oh, he had that mullet and everything, I remember.
Forget about the mullet. Rick Martel and Duke the Dumpster Drosy were your threats in that match.
Oh, that's right.
Terrible. Fucking terrible.
Jay Lynn and Nick are saying that 93 was the worst. Go to 93 real quick. I'm trying to remember that one.
What about Batista winning in 14?
Oh, yeah, because everyone wanted Daniel Bryan to win.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
How about when Macho Man tried to pin Yokozuna in fucking 93?
That's why it was the worst. There you go. Good call, guys. I remember that one.
And what about 15?
With McMahon? No.
15 was Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you sound like fucking Rayman. I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah.
An excellent driver.
I don't think Roman Reigns should have won that year. He wasn't ready.
There's a lot of them.
Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah, Yoko won 93 to go to face... That was Mania, the first outdoor Mania.
Yes, at the Coliseum.
Bret Hart.
Yeah.
And Hogan fucking won won it, whatever.
Fucking Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck him.
Giant Gonzalez.
I like Giant Gonzalez. He scared the shit out of me as a kid.
All right, next time we're doing the show next week, I'll bring the action figure in here for you.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm telling you, he's going to win it.
Yeah, Nick, you can sit there and enjoy it. I'll be home on my TV eating birthday cake.
Yeah, you know, I know you're a closet Roman fan, so get out of here.
I don't want to watch. See, it's too predictable.
They might surprise us.
If they surprise us, then good for Nick, good for his friend, and good for
the fans.
Good for Kathy, whoever else is going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. If they surprise us, then I'll be even happier. And you'll get an early birthday present. So,
I'll tell you, man.
That'll work.
I tell you right now, the year that I got married... I saw some really good pay-per-views, remember when I saw two title changes in one night?
Yeah, you did.
Seth and then Dean.
Yeah.
Then I saw the pay-per-view match with Roman Reigns and AJ Styles, the Extreme Rules match.
Yep.
That was at the Prudential Center. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of great wrestling that year. Oh, I love being in the crowd if Roman... Dude, you got to remember, Philly at one point cheered him when he won the belt, too. So,
didn't they have the rumble in Philly a couple of years ago, and they almost decided to riot?
Oh, dude, it was bad, bro.
Fuck Philly fans, man.
Well, one thing we have to look forward to is that NXT. We don't have to worry about that. NXT is going to be
no one's going to riot after a fucking NXT.
Yeah, they're not going to riot if Aleister Black wins against Adam Cole. Come on,
correct.
Any more questions, dickbags?
Was there a rumble match you watched that made you go, "Oh shit, I did not expect that"?
Yeah,
when Big John Studd won, I didn't think Big John Studd was going to win. I thought DiBiase was going to win that. That would have been dope. We should rebook that.
DiBiase should have won. Let me tell you something. DiBiase should have been world champion, god damn it. He was so fucking over as a heel.
I know.
God damn it.
I know. But that, I mean, I was shocked when Big John Studd won the Rumble.
Yeah.
I wasn't disappointed, though. I was just like, I was shocked. I'm a Big John Studd. I like Big John Studd. I always did. Him and Bundy, one of my favorite tag teams.
I'm trying to think. Who else was really shocking?
Nick, we already did our predictions for NXT. Unfortunately, you were not listening, so you have to listen back, sir. We already talked about Gargano.
Yeah, that's the whole point. You're supposed to listen to the whole show.
That's what happens. When you come in late and you miss it, now you lost. So,
dick.
Yeah, you fucking savage. He'll ruin a wet dream, this guy. Anyway, is that it for you guys? Are we done? Are we done or what?
Let's see. Let's just give it like a minute. If there's nothing else, I think that's it.
Yeah, we have to get up early tomorrow. We're going to Philadelphia.
Yeah! Can't wait!
Hey now! Oh my.
I was in the shower with dick bags. I'll listen later.
Yeah, clean your black dick that you talk about on Facebook.
Yeah, you better get that checked out, man. That's a you problem.
Oh, when Cena came back, that was cool. At the Garden? 2008.
Yeah, that was a shock.
I was watching that with my buddy Chris.
Because they said he was supposed to be out for like 8 or 9 months, and he was gone for four.
Yeah.
And that was cool. When he hit, when the music hit, I was like, no.
He came out, and everybody was like, he put his head up. I was like, oh, no, it's Cena. That was cool, though. I enjoyed that.
I liked when Edge came back from the Achilles tendon. Yes. That was a huge pop.
Triple H winning, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
When he won in
2002. In 2002, yeah. He deserved to win that one.
Of course.
But then that was the steady decline of Monday Night Raw because the SmackDown was the show to watch.
Yes, it was. Yes,
you want to know why? Because our boy Heyman was running that shit.
That's right, Paulie was writing that shit. I think we're done.
Yeah,
Mr. Margassa, I think we're done.
Look at that. He's using my government name.
Yeah,
call me Albuquerque.
At least you're not the.
I am the king of bacon.
At least you're not.
That guy. That's right. Remember, how about AJ debuting at the Rumble?
Well, we knew that, though.
But I didn't know that for sure.
My son called that. We were in the hotel room.
No, I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, dude. We called. Mikey called that.
When I saw that happen, I was like, what?
Mikey called that. He knew. My son knew that.
I lost my mind when that shit happened.
I was happy. We marked out, but.
Oh, dude.
Like, my son called that.
I lost my shit. I would never expect AJ to be in WWE. It was like a weird feeling I was getting. Like, what the fuck is going on?
My son booked that whole battle royal.
I'll tell you right now, your son is a smart mark.
I know. It's scary. Scary.
I'm very proud of you for doing that by showing him the old shit and then showing him the new shit.
Yeah.
Because now he knows what's good and what's bad.
Yeah, he knows. Thank God he knows. Thank God.
Nick, you better do the same thing for your son, too.
Yeah, Nick's got work to do. Yeah. Oh, if his kid picks it up, fine. If not, don't force on him.
Yeah, you don't have to force it.
Are we ready?
Yeah, man.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, it's good.
Let's go, you sexy beast. I want you. That's great.
Anyway, thank you very much for the chat room tonight. Thank you for everybody who participated in the Royal Rumble contest. I hope good luck to everybody who wins.
This song's in honor of Nick German.
Yes.
Watch, listen to the lyrics.
Anyway. So Sunday you got the comic book show with Surfer and the Rumble pre-show and post-show. Monday you have Will Morgan in the sports show. Tuesday is the Shining Wizards and the Rant. Thursday's Rant and Wrestling and probably Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Not Friday, so I'll be in Florida drinking heavily.
It'll be a Thursday throwback.
Thursday throwback, right? Throwback Thursday. TBT.
Yeah.
TBT from the TBTB.
To remind you, there's a Thursday throwback you gotta listen to.
You're out of control. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Get all your programming there. iTunes, Stitcher, your sister's a fucking, what is it? Your sister's, what do you call it? The MP3 player?
The dildo?
No, not the dildo. You can't play songs on a dildo.
Yes, you can.
What kind of dildo are you using?
Next.
Oh, Jesus.
Do I give you that diarrhea cramps when I talk sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
I apologize.
Mr. Duplicity.
Yeah, I mean, I try to, like, I offend everybody.
We'll be posting pictures and video from Florida. Tomorrow in Philly, we'll be posting pictures. And I think that's it. Oh, there's a t-shirt sale going on this Sunday for Pro Wrestling Tees.
Is it really?
Yeah, during the Rumble, they're 15% off.
I think I might get the New Japan one.
You should.
I will.
I mean, you're a part of the show now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I got the Nintendo one. The Nintendo one's fantastic.
So dope.
I love that one.
Anyway, on behalf of my tag team partner, Choppy, I'm the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to care of yourself, each other, avoid the clap, stop saying all the N-words and the swear words and all the good happy horse shit.
Avoid rats. Because look what happened to Enzo.
Yeah, it's true. Stay away from drugs. Yep. Drugs are bad. We'll see you tomorrow in Philadelphia, baby.
The land of...
The city of brotherly love.
Oh, that too. The land of the HIV.
The land of the...
Ask Tom Hanks.
You ought to know, Tom Hanks.
Andrew Beckett. When Andrew Beckett was in a bathhouse and contracted a venereal disease... He contracted AIDS, and his bosses, and what was the name of the lawyer?
Stop.
I got, that's over.
I'm done. I'm done with you tonight. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Celine Owen Barnes. Injury attorneys.
Good night.
Good night.